This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Southern Colorado's possibly most famous castle builder has died. Jim Bishop, an iron worker by trade, was a Pueblo resident who began construction on what was initially intended to be a small cottage high in the Wet Mountains. He labored on it over weekends for decades since 1969. Bishop's castle became a popular and beloved tourist attraction. His family announced his death early this morning. Bishop was 80 years old, Services will be set at a later date. Many Colorado voters don't see themselves in the current political parties. That's according to new survey data. Lori Weigel is with the Colorado Polling Institute.
They are feeling like both political parties are out of touch. They're not lining up as completely liberal on all issues or completely conservative on all issues.
Nearly half of Colorado voters said they are liberal on social issues versus 28% who are self-described conservatives. But when it comes to economic and fiscal issues, rather, the roles are reversed. Just a quarter of voters consider themselves liberal in Colorado, while nearly half said they're conservative. And that played out at the ballot box, where voters chose to protect abortion and same-sex marriage, but also rejected attempts to limit the taxpayers' Bill of Rights. And State Senator Janet Buckner is resigning from the Colorado Senate. The Aurora Democrat just won re-election to a second and final four-year term after running unopposed in her deep blue district. Buckner is the second state senator to resign since the November election. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's just about 5:06.